Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I hope you're all doing well today, and I'm so thankful that you came back for another episode. I know I had missed one on Monday, but I unexpectedly ended up with my two nephews who are 6 months old and almost three. And so I just didn't get around to recording, and I was just soaking up that time with them, and they're so precious and they're so funny. So I would say I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I will always pick family time over anything work related any day, but just so you know where I was at. Anyways, that's not the point of today's episode. I wanted to share something that I learned from my own personal coach last week that I know the concept, but the way that she presented it just kind of slapped me in the face. And if you know anything about me, if you know me in real life, you know that I am a tough love kind of person. I don't want to be coddled. I want the hard truths, and sometimes I don't like them, and sometimes I don't implement them, but I'm always thankful for people that don't sugarcoat things and just tell me the way it is. And so I've kind of been doing this for the last, I would say probably 2 years. For a while, I was really into Tony Robbins coaching, and I don't necessarily believe everything that he teaches at this point, but for a long time, I was soaking up everything that he had, and he does have a lot of good concepts. And one thing that I got from him was the concept of choice. Choices are not always easy to make. A lot of times they're not easy to make, but we do have the ability to make a choice to change something in our life. Obviously, there's things that you can't control. There are circumstances you can't control. There are people that you can't control. But when it comes down to yourself and what you're doing and how you're acting or reacting to something, you always have a choice. So you have a choice to stay where you're at. You have a choice to move forward. You have a choice to take action or to not take action, and then you have to deal with the consequences of that. And so while I was going through all that stuff, I was really pumped up about the simplicity of making a choice. One of the situations that I had shared quite a while back is my husband and I were shopping in a store, and we do a lot of camping in the summer at our camper, and we had gone by this duffel bag that I really liked that would have worked well for us. It was like $40 or something, and I didn't have the extra money to buy it. And I was just like, I felt myself kind of start to get whiny about it. And immediately I caught myself and I was like, no. Like, at that time I was in a direct sales business, and I caught myself and was like, no, like, you have all the tools to make the money that would enable you to be able to buy this, and you choose to not do what they're telling you to do. Like, it's your fault. Another thing that I share is if I choose to eat a donut, okay, not one donut, like, don't come for me about that. But if I choose to eat bad and not to work out, or one or the other, or to choose to just eat bad for my own body, that's a whole other podcast. But if I choose to eat that way, I don't get to say, or I don't get to be whiny that my pants don't fit, or that I don't feel good in my body, or that I have some kind of sickness, really, that is caused by poor food choices. Like, I don't get to complain about that because I chose it. And again, that's not easy to say. It's not easy to confront yourself and to sit in that and to take responsibility for your actions. But the choices that we make have consequences. And so back to what, or that had been for the last few years, that's been forefront in my mind. And the phrase that I think about often is, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So every time I have one of those thoughts, I catch it now. I'm very aware of it now, and I'm very intentional of my thought life. And so if I hear one of those thoughts, or if I feel one of those thoughts pop up, I can immediately catch it and say, no, you don't have the money for this because you didn't do such and such. Or your clothes still don't fit right because you did such and such. And so back to what my coach was saying, she had presented it in the way that not affirmations, because I honestly despise affirmations. I don't like where you get up in the morning and tell yourself that you're thin and tell yourself that you have money and that everybody likes you. Like, my mind is like, yeah, okay. Like, that's a lie and this is stupid and I'm not doing this. But what she teaches is what I feel like is kind of the reverse of that. So you set a goal, or you know where you want to be, how you want to feel. Maybe it's a weight goal. Maybe it's a business goal. Maybe you're searching for a new job. Maybe you just want to be a better parent. Maybe you want to change things between you and your spouse. I don't know what it is. I'm sure you have goals for all of those things. But what she challenged us to do is to actually start acting like that person right now. And that makes so much sense. Because if I don't start feeding myself the way that the thin me would feed myself, I'll never get there. If I don't start showing up in my business the way a successful business owner would show up, I'll never get there. I can't keep letting days go by where I just throw caution to the wind and do everything willy-nilly and eat what I want and spend time the way I want and, you know, just let life pass me by and then think that I'm going to get to any of my goals. And so when she said that you need to figure out who you want your future self to be and start showing up as her right now, that changed everything. Like, I already knew that I had to make the choice, but I would make a choice today and make the choice tomorrow. And then by the next day, I'm like, yeah, I'm done with this. But if I don't stick with it, I'll never get to that person, that Nicole that I want to be. I will never be at a healthy weight for my body. My business will never be where it's at. You know, I'll never be the mom that I want to be for my kids or change the way that things happen in my house. And so I just wanted to share that with you today. It's so easy to say that you need to just make a choice. But when you put that in perspective of moving towards yourself, your future self that you want to be, I think it gives you a little more inspiration. I think motivation is a lie. I think motivation comes with taking action, but it might give you a little more inspiration that it's possible, because you can't tell me that if you go for a walk every day for 30 minutes and cut out sugar, that your body's not going to change. It's absolutely going to change. And you can't tell me that if you decide to stop arguing with your husband and to, you know, cook his favorite dinner or do things that he likes to do, that your marriage won't change. Like, absolutely, it will change. And it's these little tiny steps towards that future you that you do on a regular basis that will get you to where you want to be. And so, like I said, I've been really intentional in the choices that I make. But deciding who I want to be and not letting that get pushed off anymore and to start showing up like her today has just been mind-blowing for me. And so I hope that that motivates you today. Motivates. I just went back to that word that I don't even like. I hope that inspires you today. I hope it gives you maybe a different perspective and something to work towards. And I am opening up a new coaching program. If you are interested and want somebody to help you hold your hand through this transition, or maybe you don't even know what you want your future self to look like, that's okay too. We can totally work through that. But there is a link to get a hold of me in the show notes, and I would love to see if we are a fit for coaching together. And I hope you guys have a great day, and I will see you again soon. Bye-bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.